James Stewart and Stephen McNally in their original roles. And co-starring in this outdoor drama from the Universal International Studios is lovely Julia Adams. You know, I received several letters lately from housewives who say that when I first talked about new Lux with color freshener, they doubted Lux Flakes could be improved upon. But now that they've tried new Lux, they're delighted because they find that new Lux really does keep colors fresh and lovely longer. Now, Winchester 73, starring James Stewart as Lynn McAdam, Stephen McNally as Dutch, and Julia Adams as Lola. This is the story of the Winchester rifle, model 1873, the gun that won the West. To cowman, outlaw, peace officer, or soldier, the Winchester 73 was a most treasured possession. An Indian would sell his soul to own one. On July 4th, 1876, such a rifle came to Dodge City, Kansas. It was placed on exhibition.
Man, oh man, look at it, a Winchester 73.
What I'd give to have that rifle.
One out of 1,000, first one I've ever seen. But mister, that's a real gun.
Heard it took over a year to make it.
Yeah, I give the first one to President Grant.
I'll sure be in good company when I win that one.
Well, Lynn, we hit a lot of towns. What makes you think he'll be here?
He'll be here.
We've been wrong before.
He'll be here.
On account of what we just saw in the store window?
He isn't here already. That rifle will bring him. Come on, let's find a place to board our horses.
The rifle wasn't for sale. They were going to stage a shooting contest, the rifle going to the winner. But I never got to see who won. All I got was an invitation to leave town.
Come on now, Lola.
Let go. Let me alone.
Come on now. Let's not have any fuss. Now you just get aboard that stagecoach.
I'm not going. You've got no right to treat me like this.
You can come back. It's just till over the holiday.
Why don't you pick on the gunslingers and the gamblers instead of a girl trying to make an honest living? And what about Steve? If he comes to town and finds I'm gone, he's liable never to catch up with me. Oh, please.
Is there something I can do for you, ma'am?
Huh? Oh.
Stranger in town, mister?
That's right, but I was talking to the lady.
Now, don't you fret about it, Lola. If Steve Miller comes along, I'll send him after. All right, Ben. Get that stage out of here.
Well, thanks anyway, mister.
Oh, Lola's all right, mister. It's just that some folks think the dance hall girls might give the place a bad name over the holiday. You and your friend planning to stay for the shooting match?
We might.
The Dodge House is about the best place in town. Might be full up, but I'll put in a word for you with Jake. Well, might as well drop off your guns. Let's have them.
Drop off our guns? Now, wait a minute.
You must have a real good reason to ask a man to do a darn fool thing like that.
We don't allow anybody to wear guns in Dodge City. Hadn't you boys noticed?
Who's we?
Didn't I introduce myself? I keep forgetting to wear that piece of tin. Got it on me somewheres here. Yeah. Hold on, gents. It's in one of these pockets. Sure. Knew I had it somewheres. A man could get himself killed hiding his badge like that.
U.S. Marshal, huh?
That's right. Name of Earp. Wyatt Earp.
Oh, Wyatt Earp. Oh, yeah. Well, give him your gun, High Spade.
Yeah. Yeah. Some more guns, Virgil. Put them with the others in my office.
That's an awful lot of law for one little cow town.
Well, this is the kind of a cow town that needs a lot of law. Now, if you boys want to sign up for the rifle shoot, just come along with me. All you have to do is... What's the trouble, stranger? You see a ghost?
That's him, Lynn, going into the saloon.
Yeah.
You were right then. Only why would he come here?
I told you the rifle, the Winchester 73. I knew he'd come.
You know Dutch Henry?
Who?
That fellow just went in the saloon. Dutch Henry Brown.
I know him.
What's your name? I'll need it to sign you up.
All right, if I use my own.
Some folks do.
Lynn McAdam. My friend here's High Spade Frankie Wilson.
High Spade, with a hyphen. That's what I sit on when I get tired.
Dutch Henry, a friend of yours?
I wouldn't exactly call it that, no.
Oh, personal matter, huh?